Dish Nation. We have got all the celebrity news you need. Now, the ATL family is coming to you from home. Hey, everybody.
Atlanta, what's going on, baby? Sherry and I are here in L.A., and our homie Frank is out, and Heidi will be joining us later on to dish about why Drew Barrymore will never get married ever again. Damn.
And later, honey, I'll be talking to Real Housewives of Atlanta star Miss Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill. But Sherry, get it started for us, baby.
Okay, all right. You know I'm excited about this because last night was the episode of Versus that we have all been waiting for. Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, y'all. Ooh. These two legends schooled us on what real voices sound like. No auto-tune, no studio tricks. This was just incredible singing. My heart is still beating fast from watching this last night. I was so excited about it. I mean, literally, y'all, I couldn't sleep. I was so excited about it because I woke up and had a nightmare that I missed it. And I made a video and documented it on my Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Gladys Knight. It's Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle. Oh, my gosh, I missed it. It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Miss Patti said that there was about 150 years of life on that stage. And it was so wonderful because you could tell between Patti and Gladys that the love was so real between the two of them.
Right.
They took turns running through their hit songs. And you know they got a lot of hit songs because they needed the lyrics on the prompters. These two aunties did not disappoint. And Miss Dionne Warwick, y'all, did she not shock you? She sang, "That's What Friends Are For." And she sang Superwoman at the end. It was like a pantsuit trio, literally.
I heard online they were calling it hashtag Auntie Chella, and I almost fell out of my seat.
Yeah.
I saw that trending too.
I was like, Auntie Chella, that's a great name.
You know, and shout out to Patti LaBelle for single-handedly bringing back flip phone culture, because flip phones was definitely trended after Patti LaBelle said she got one last night.
Yes, she did.
Shout out to everybody with the Motorola Razors still.
It made me pull out my brick phone, head crack.
Well, all right, y'all, well, it is nice to see Gladys and Patti LaBelle getting along, but that is not the only reunion that we're going to get treated to this year. Now, Will Smith recently got with the cast of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and we are happy to announce that the original recipe Aunt Viv is going to be a part of the reunion.
Yeah. Hey.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all been seeing them beefing for years, but Will Smith sat down with Janet Hubert to talk things out. Now, the two of them are seen smiling in the picture, so it looks like things went pretty well, and we're going to have to wait a while to find out if they're going to intermingle her with the rest of the crew, but the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion is going to be popping up sometime around Frank's Thanksgiving. I'm very excited about that. So, Portia, did you ever think you would see Will and Janet talking again?
You know what? I did. And I feel like over the years, yes, because I feel like over the years, this feud has been so separate. So,
right.
And if you were in the same room with Will Smith, there's no way he's not going to be able to be lovable and get you to understand where he's really coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like in this situation, it was other powers that be that were upsetting Auntie Viv, and it really wasn't Will himself. So once he was able to tell her that, I always felt like once they got in the same room, she was going to get back with Will and they were going to be good.
I did not have high hopes for them because you've seen feuds last till the death. I thought it was so, you know, the fact that it was so much grace that Will extended that olive branch to her and let her know that it was not him. I agree with you. It was the powers that be that overtook that.
Yeah.
It was just, because he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad.
And she was bitter for so long, Sherry. She was so mad for so long.
And the thing is, you can't do a proper Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion without having all the original parts in it. You know what I mean? You can't just skip over the fact that Janet was there in the beginning.
If
you're going to do a reunion right, you got to bring in all the original
parts. That's right. All Janet wanted was some love and some attention and some acknowledgement.
Nobody is looking for Nikki. What happened to Nikki? He's grown up. He's an adult now.
They brought him in at the very end of the show.
And
right. All right, guys. Well, speaking of feuds, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift squashed theirs a couple years ago. We all remember that, right?
Yes, we know.
Well, now there is proof of their renewed friendship. So, Katy posted these pictures of a gift that Taylor sent her for her baby. And she put it with the caption, Miss Daisy adores her hand-embroidered blankie from Miss Taylor Swift. Hope it's one she drags around for years till it becomes an unrecognizable shred that she keeps in her pocket as a teenager.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Now, Sherry, these two have been feuding for years, and it was kind of said when they were feuding that Taylor was doing some behind-the-door stuff, buying some of the titles to music and some other just bad stuff, right? Do you think that they're really friends now, or do you think that one of them should keep their eye open for a future feud?
You know what, Portia? Something about a baby just tends to bring people together, friends back together, brings estranged family members back together. So I actually I like this friendship between them. So I'm really hoping that
I think it's real.
I think it's genuine. I think because Taylor doesn't have any kids either. So this is like, you know, auntie kind of stuff. So I think it's real. I really do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't want it to be.
Of course you don't, Gary.
Why, Gary?
The way Katy Perry worded that thing, honey. She don't seem like she really cares for Taylor Swift. She talking about she hopes she dragged that little blanket around to the shreds when you put on. Think about it, girl.
Oh,
that's what Katie probably said she want to do Taylor. I want to drag her, honey. So, no, ma'am, girl, I'm not for it.
Maybe Taylor's getting her mother on, Gary. Maybe Taylor's like, you know, I want a baby. I want that experience. It'll go away as soon as she hold that baby and that baby pee on her one time. But maybe she wants that.
Well, y'all, moving on, child. Chris Evans had a hard weekend on. Yes, he did, honey. Captain America accidentally uploaded a photo of his junk, honey, for his 5.7 million followers to see. Ooh, y'all.
All right, baby.
Word on the street, y'all, is that the superhero was playing the game a heads up when he posted a video on his page without editing that thing down, which revealed an album with several nude pictures of him, including a photo of his stealing attention soldier. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell y'all, Chris tried to delete the video hella quick, but the screenshot guys got a hold of that risque thing, and the trolling ain't stopped yet. Woo! Many online say Chris has a lot in common with Thor's hammer, if you know what I mean.
Portia, I got that as my screenshot now. I'm telling you.
But anyway, niece, let me tell y'all, honey, even his brother Scott Evans, y'all trolled him and tweeted, was off social media for the day yesterday, so what did I miss?
You missed a 12-inch weekend. That's what you missed.
Girl, 12 inches?
Your age be showing. You be pushing buttons. You don't know photos are attached to one picture. I just think it shows Chris Evans' age.
It can happen. I was recording. You know how you record the screen? So I was recording something on TV one time, and I downloaded everything. It was about to upload it to Instagram when I realized my naked reflection was in the TV.
Wow.
Coming up, we're going to reveal something Drew Barrymore says she will never do again. We'll explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Drew Barrymore says the third time is not the charm when it comes to getting married. She said she is never getting married again, ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the new issue, I know, in the new issue of People magazine, which is on newsstands right now nationwide, Drew talks about her new talk show, which premieres today.
She
opened up about her, we'll say, love life. Take a look.
Never, never, never. I will never get married again. And I also believe people should not say the word never, and I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married. Or God, in a year from now, I could be eating my own words and totally in love. I'm open to it. I'm not seeking it.
I'm so curious what you guys think, because some of you have been married before and divorced and all that stuff. For more info, go to peopletv.com. And Portia, speaking of being married, what do you think? Do you think it sounds like she's giving up on marriage or giving up on love?
Man, she's giving up the truth, okay? I love Drew Barrymore. I am such a fan of her in interviews that her having a show is everything I'm going to need. I love the fact that she can speak both of her minds at once.
Somebody in Drew Barrymore's position, when you have some wealth attached to you, you have a name, you don't know if anybody's got an ulterior motive. When you get divorced, it's expensive. You're talking millions of dollars. You're talking money.
Right,
so for somebody like Drew Barrymore, also, that takes a toll on you. Always lawyers and paying money out. out in settlements. Jeez. Mickey Rooney died broke after being married 8 times.
Really? You sound like you're saying that if the next guy is rich, like a billionaire, then you would get married and not have a worry. Because then you wouldn't have to worry about splitting your money because he already got money.
Not a billionaire, but if he has as much to lose as I do, then I probably would be more open. I'm more on Drew Barrymore's side. I respect it. I would more like a companion. You know, somebody, you go that's home. It. It's 6 o'clock. Jeffrey got to go to school. Go on.
You go now. You're done. Right. You're done.
Right. Well, y'all, it looks like Halle Berry had a whole lot to get off her chest. She recently opened up about what it was like to work with Trouble director Bryan Singer on the set of X-Men. Wow. Now, reportedly, y'all, Bryan is known for his bad boy behavior on sets, and Halle claims he's not the easiest dude to work with, and they've gotten into a few fights on set that led to her having to say a few cuss words. Whoa. Well, here's what Halle had to say that led to one of her fights. Sherry, can you do the honors, darling?
I sure can, Brad. Sometimes, because of whatever he's struggling with, he just didn't always feel present. He didn't feel there. Yeah. And we're outside in our little X-Men stage, freezing our ass off in Canada with sub-zero weather, and he's not focusing. And we're freezing, and you might get a little mad.
Now, Sherry, can you see, though, that sounds kind of nice, what she's saying, but Sherry,
really
can
sweet.
You see Halle, like, getting to a point where she is, like, gangsta on the set? Like, she's so pissed.
I can.
Yeah.
I can see her black side coming out, being like, mother.
That's exactly what it is, Brad. Don't let the beauty fool you. I think Halle Berry can really go off. And at the time when she was doing X-Men with Bryan Singer, he was accused of all of these allegations. He was having to disappear to go do courts and deposition. So, you know, them going together was not good. Oil and water.
But she don't need to try to get cute with this man either, because he was the boss. They could have always put Cicely Tyson in her position, honey. So she should have just been happy to be on her
Cicely Tyson couldn't have played Storm by no stretch.
You need to Google both of these people, Gary.
Okay. Gary, you so bad.
Anyway, up next, honey, I chat with Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey, Miss Cynthia Bailey, and her fiance, Mike Hill, about his new book and more. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. And let me tell y'all something, baby. I am with the hottest couple in Holly, Atlanta, Wood, honey, that y'all need to even just, we don't even need to introduce them, really. But anyway, welcome, y'all. Cynthia Bailey and Mr. Mike Hill to Dish Nation. Oh!
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good. You know, I gotta keep it 100. You know, you my brother for real now.
Yeah.
Got some good days and some bad days.
You about to spill too much tea already. Look, don't let them get you in trouble now. Hold on now.
The pandemic has been good to us in a lot of ways, but it has definitely, you know, we've been tested. We're still getting tested. We've been tested with this relationship.
I know y'all have. So, Mike, you had to come from Hollywood, right, to be in Black Atlanta with Cynthia.
Yes, I had to. Well, I had to be out here. I can do my show from anywhere I am now. So she was kind of stuck with me during the quarantine. So she forced me in a lot of ways to come out here and spend more time with her. But I'm happy to be here. You got to let me finish your sentence.
Well, not by force.
My thing is, how is it? I mean, because when you're first in love, honey, I know, you know, everything is all good and all this stuff. But not living together, especially during the quarantine, I mean, what is that? Like, I mean, do y'all argue? Do y'all fuss? Do you go to the east wing and he goes to the west wing? I mean...
So, this is what I've learned. No matter who you're with, everyone has their issues and their flaws. So, I think you get to a point, especially as you get a little older, what are your deal breakers? And what issues and flaws are you willing to deal with? Because you're going to have to work it out with somebody if you want to be with somebody, because no one's perfect. There's no such thing as perfect.
So they're saying, y'all, that you're standing by your man, Cindy, and they say you also wrote the foreword for Mike's book. So did you learn any shocking details while you were reading this wonderful book?
Yes, I did. And I wish I had read it before. I actually fell in love with the man because, you know, I maybe would have thought about it a little bit longer because, you know, Mike has, you know, this is a great guy. But he got some layers. There's a lot of layers that we have to peel off.
So, Cynthia, now you did an interview mentioning how y'all had to keep quiet during freaky time due to the kids being there, honey. So, have y'all found a solution for all of that? Are you screaming now?
The solution was our kids don't live with us anymore.
Well, what happened is, like, she knew the kids would be in the house, Gary. And so, you remember them old cars you try and crank up?
That's what that sounded
That's what
like.
She sounded like when she
oh
was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't let it out.
And now she can let it out now. She can let it out.
Well, all right, y'all. We're going to play a game called At the Same Damn Time, y'all. Now, so I'm going to ask a question, and you got to answer at the same damn time. Isn't that crazy? Ready? Okay. All right. Who always finished their plate of food first?
Mike. Cynthia. Cynthia does. Cynthia can eat. Cynthia don't look like she can eat. Cynthia can go.
All right, next question. Who gets the most emotional, honey, when watching movies or TV shows?
I do.
Mike.
I do.
For sure.
All right, the next question. Who makes the most noise in the bedroom out here? We already know that one.
Oh, Cynthia.
Babe, okay, now you know, you're just as loud as I am.
Well, I let it go sometimes, but you are the one that, like last night, I mean, like, hey.
Prenup, yes or no?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, really? Y'all both said that one.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. But you know what? What we plan on building, we plan on staying together anyway. So we can have a prenup. Exactly. We can do anything you want to. So it ain't never going to be enforced. So we good.
Well, okay, Mike and Cindy, y'all and I had a fabulous time, honey. Y'all, it was a great time interviewing both of y'all, honey. Have a great day and a better tomorrow, and good luck to y'all and y'all endeavors.
Thank you, Gary.
We love Appreciate you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, y'all, the world is still reeling from Keeping Up with the Kardashians coming to an end. I'm totally depressed, y'all, if you can't tell.
Oh, no.
I know, Gary, I know. My buddy Ryan Seacrest, one of the show's co-creators, opened up on Live with Kelly and Ryan about how the show began. And what he says might surprise you. Take a look.
I remember they were going to do a barbecue at their house. And she said, why don't you send a camera up and shoot this barbecue?
Yeah.
I said, great, we'll do that. We don't own a camera. So
we don't own a camera.
We had to go get a camera from Best Buy.
Oh, wow.
Elliot Goldberg, who worked for me at the time, he went up with the camera on a weekend and he shot this barbecue with all of them. There was yelling, there was laughter, there were hugs. It was all of the ingredients to make a great show. So we made a 7-minute tape out of it.
Yeah.
And we showed that to E.
But, you know, a lot of times people, like, discredit Ryan Seacrest and their whole success and the whole nine. But for him to have the foresight and the vision to be like, yo, I'm going to show up with a camera that I don't even have yet. We're going to take the seven minutes of footage and turn it into something that is a 14-year franchise that has made stars and, like, and new
amazing.
People out of people.
Incredible.
We watched white people turn black people turn white. It's been crazy, this whole 14-year ride.
So, Sherry, would you ever consider buying a camera and shooting your own reality show presentation?
I did. I always thought of, like, taking a camera and just shooting it because my life is so crazy with two ex-husbands and mistresses running around and kids and alimony. But then there's the other side of it. You invite everybody into your to have an opinion on every aspect. And that's the one thing I do like. I don't want your opinion.
This is our reality show right here, everybody. We
That's
share
right.
our lives with all of you right here.
Dish reality.
Right.
This is
exactly.
true.
Dish Nation.
This is it.
The real life.
Exactly.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.